"I am going to count to five," said Dr. Pickle, "and then you will wake up, and as usual, you will want to smoke a cigarette." "I will want to smoke a cigarette," the woman repeated. "But when you put the cigarette in your mouth," said Dr. Pickle, "it will feel just like a worm, a wiggling, slimy worm." "A yucky, icky worm," repeated the woman. "Good," said Dr. Pickle. "Now just one more thing." He rubbed his beard and smiled. "Whenever your husband says the word potato, you will slap him across the face." "When Fred says potato, I will slap his face." "Good," said Dr. Pickle. He counted to five. The woman woke up. "So, do you think you can help me?" she asked in her normal voice as she reached for her cigarette. Dr. Pickle shrugged. She put her cigarette in her mouth, then screamed as she pulled it out. She looked at the cigarette, puzzled. She said. She placed it back in her mouth, then spit it out onto the floor. "I'm sorry," she said, a little confused. She picked up the cigarette and put it in the ashtray. "That's all right," said Dr. Pickle. She took out a new cigarette from her pack, but as soon as she put that in her mouth, she spit it out too. "I'm sorry," she said again. "I don't know what's come over me." She walked out of his office, shaking her head. She dropped her pack of cigarettes in the trash. She never smoked again. It was an interesting thing about the word potato. Whenever Fred said it, she slapped him. And he'd ask her why she slapped him. But she never remembered slapping him, so they'd get in a big fight, each calling the other crazy. Then they'd kiss and make up, which was nice because her breath didn't stink. They never figured out it had anything to do with saying potato. How could they? But deep down, they both must have realized it somehow, because while they used to eat lots of potatoes, they gradually ate fewer and fewer until they finally stopped eating them altogether. Dr. Pickle was a good doctor, but he kept playing those kinds of jokes on people. There was a woman who quacked like a duck whenever she saw a freight train with more than 20 cars. There was a man who took off his shoe anytime someone said, "parking meter." Eventually, Dr. Pickle was caught, and he was no longer allowed to practice psychiatry. So he had to find another job. He became a counselor at an elementary school.